The New Climate War, The Fight to Take Back Our Planet, written by Michael Mann and read by Tim Campbell.
Doubt is our product, since it is the best means of competing with the body of fact that exists in the minds of the general public. Unnamed tobacco executive, Brown and Williamson, 1969. The origins of the ongoing climate wars lie in disinformation campaigns waged decades ago, when the findings of science began to collide with the agendas of powerful vested interests. These campaigns were aimed at obscuring public understanding of the underlying science and discrediting the scientific message, often by attacking the messengers themselves, that is, the scientists whose work hinted that we might have a problem on our hands. Over the years, tactics were developed and refined by public relations agents employed to undermine facts and scientifically based warnings. Kill the messenger. Our journey takes us all the way back to the late 19th century, to Thomas Stockmann, an amateur scientist in a small Norwegian town. The local economy was dependent on tourism tied to the town's medicinal hot springs. After discovering that the town's water supply was being polluted by chemicals from a local tannery, Stockmann was thwarted in his efforts to alert the townspeople of the threat. First, when the local paper refused to publish an article he had written about his findings, then when he was shouted down as he attempted to announce his findings at a town meeting. He and his family were treated as outcasts. His daughter was expelled from school, and the townspeople stoned his home, breaking all the windows and terrifying his family. They considered leaving town but decided to stay, hoping, in vain, that the townspeople would ultimately come around to accepting, and indeed appreciating, his dire warnings. That's the plot of the 1882 Henrik Ibsen play, An Enemy of the People, made into a film in 1978 that starred Steve McQueen in one of his final and arguably finest performances. The story is fictional, but it depicts a conflict that would be familiar to audiences in the late 19th century. The eerie prescience of this tale today, when an anti-science president dismisses the media as an enemy of the American people, and conservative politicians knowingly allow an entire city to be endangered by a lead-poisoned water supply, has not been lost on some observers. An Enemy of the People is the canonical, cautionary tale of the clash between science and industrial or corporate interests, and it serves as an apt metaphor for the climate wars that would take place a century later. But before we get there, let us next flash forward to the mid-20th century, where we encounter the granddaddy of modern industry disinformation campaigns. This campaign was orchestrated by tobacco industry leaders in their effort to hide evidence of the addictive and deadly nature of their product. Doubt is our product, confessed a Brown and Williamson executive in 1969. The memo containing the admission was eventually released as part of a massive legal settlement between the tobacco industry and the U.S. government. This and other internal documents showed that the company's own scientists had established the health threats of smoking as early as the 1950s. Nevertheless, the companies chose to engage in an elaborate campaign to hide those threats from the public. Tobacco interests even hired experts to discredit the work of other researchers who had arrived at the very same conclusions. Chief among these attack dogs was Frederick Seitz, a solid-state physicist who was also the former head of the U.S. National Academy of Sciences and a recipient of the prestigious Presidential Medal of Science. Those impressive credentials made him a valuable asset for the tobacco industry.